SEC's Uyeda lays out a three-part plan to end regulation by enforcement SEC. Commissioner Mark Uyeda said the agency's three immediate priorities for crypto are ending regulation by enforcement, issuing interpretive guidance, and working with Congress on legislation, according to remarks flagged by CoinMarketCap on August 22, 2026. The comments describe a policy posture that moves the agency away from settling the rules of the road through lawsuits and toward publishing them in advance. The framing matters because it puts a named order of operations on a shift that has been building at the Commission for more than a year. For most of the prior cycle, digital asset firms learned what the SEC considered a security by being sued for offering it. Uyeda's list treats that model as the problem to solve, not the tool to keep using. The end of the litigation-first model. Regulation by enforcement is the practice of leaving rules undefined and then bringing cases against firms after the fact. For crypto, it produced years of uncertainty. Companies could not read a rulebook to check whether a token, a staking product, or a lending feature crossed a line, because the line was drawn case by case in court filings. Uyeda's first priority targets exactly that. Ending it means the agency commits to telling firms what the rules are before acting against them for breaking those rules. For a U.S.-based exchange or token issuer, the practical read is that compliance stops being a guessing game refereed by litigators and starts being something a legal team can plan around. This is not a new theme for Uyeda, who has criticized the enforcement-first approach for years and served as acting chairman earlier in the current administration. Putting it at the top of a three-item list gives the stance a concrete shape rather than leaving it as general sentiment. Guidance and legislation as the replacement. The second and third priorities describe what fills the gap once enforcement stops carrying the regulatory weight. Interpretive guidance is the agency explaining in writing how existing securities law applies to specific digital asset activities. It is faster than formal rulemaking and does not require an act of Congress. It gives firms something to point to. Recent SEC statements clarifying that certain activities fall outside securities rules are examples of the form this can take. The third priority, working with Congress, points to durable law rather than agency interpretation that a future commission could reverse. That connects directly to the market structure legislation moving through Washington. A cloture vote on the Clarity Act is scheduled for September 15th, and the CFTC has signaled it is prepared to build a crypto regime on its own if that bill stalls. Uyeda's inclusion of legislation on his shortlist reads as the SEC positioning itself as a participant in that process, rather than a bystander. The three pieces fit together. Guidance handles the near term, legislation handles the long term, and ending enforcement first removes the mechanism both are meant to replace. The market backdrop. The remarks landed during a strong week for crypto prices. As of August 22, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $77,022, up 22.3% over the prior 7 days, while Ether sat at $2,419, up 28.6% on the week. XRP had climbed 48.6% over 7 days to 149, and the Fear and Greed Index rid 76, firmly in greed territory. Regulatory clarity is one of the recurring drivers cited for U.S. institutional flows, so a stated plan to reduce legal uncertainty aligns with the current risk-on tone, even if no single set of comments moves a market of this size. For the broader payments and card ecosystem, the direction of travel is what counts. Clearer U.S. rules affect whether exchanges, stablecoin issuers, and card programs can expand American offerings without pricing in the risk of a surprise action. Companies deciding where to launch a crypto card in the United States weigh regulatory predictability heavily, and an agency that publishes its expectations in advance lowers that barrier. A caution worth keeping in view: these are stated priorities from one commissioner, not a finalized rule or assigned law. Guidance can be issued and later withdrawn, and legislation still has to clear votes. The signal is real, but the follow-through is what firms will judge.